What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. On the Boss Man Show, NBA legend. Now he's back home in his hometown, Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson State Tigers head coach Mo Williams with the nice hat on. You got out there repping this school. What's good, Mo? How you doing, brother?
Hey man, I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Mo's 101 in the A today, man. The humidity and the heat is here. It's crazy, brother.
I got you.
It's all good. Well, Mo, man, how's it feel to be back home, man? Did a great job at Alabama State the last 2 years now, moving over here to the Jackson State Tigers, man. How's it feel, man?
Feels like home, man. This is my city I was born and raised in. Played a lot of high school games in this building. Know a lot of people that's on campus, that's around the city. It feels like home.
No doubt, Mo. And think about, I ask you, man, how have you grown as a coach the past 2 years? Running your own program, seeing how things operate in the college ranks now, and working on your schemes. How's it been for you, man, to grow these last 2 years, brother?
Man, growth is everything, man. And the greatest thing about not having a lot of experience is you don't have any fear of change, because I'm not set in my ways. I'm not a 20-year veteran in this thing where I'm scared of change. So it's exciting, just building upon each and every year. The mistakes you make, the things that work, and trying something different, trying to be better than you were before. My goal is to be better than I was yesterday. And I apply that, obviously to coaching also. Each and every year I want to be better. So I'm going into year three as a head coach, year five as a Division one coach with the 2 years I was assistant. I plan on and working toward being better than I was last year. And that's the ultimate goal, being better and better each and every year. And the ultimate goal is obviously winning a championship, getting to the level where you're winning championships and competing for one each and every year.
And Mo, how easy for you, man, with schemes semantically wise, brother? You played in the NBA all those years, man, and showing these guys NBA schemes. Some of these college kids never seen them before, and you all can run those stuff that that works really, really well on certain defenses.
Well,
How's it going
absolutely.
for you guys?
It's two different games, but the schemes and the things that you do, they're the same. The college game has changed since I played in college 20 some odd years ago. It's more open space. It's a lot of more pick and rolls in college now, which 20 years ago it wasn't. It was just two different basketball type of game when you're talking about scheme wise, but it's no different. Now, it's spreading the floor, going small at times, pick and roll, dribble drive. Those things has really evolved in the college game. So I came at a great time to actually bring, the type of basketball I've played over the last 15 years and teach it to these guys, because they're kind of familiar with it now, because they're running and pick and roll in high school, and they spreading the floor in high school. They're getting up and down the floor, trying to get quick and easy buckets down, 5, 6 seconds, 8 seconds on the shot clock, trying to get a quick shot, a good quick shot. Those things has really evolved in our game. And for me to come in and teach that to them the way I want to play, it's not foreign to them like you would think.
Yeah, like I said, because Mo, because you have four years on me, Mo. So I remember when I was coming up going to school, it was about having a stretch four man. Now it's about a stretch five and having five hours. So I first when we was in college to now it's like night and day, like you said, man. It's wild, but I love it.
Absolutely, man. And like I said, you know, you want to be able to evolve with the game, and that's how you stay in the game. You have to evolve with the game.
No doubt. Mo, I'm asking, man, as far as players-wise, and, you know, how have players changed since, you know, you in 01 and me in 05?
Social media, man. Social media. That's what I want to say, you know, to answer your question, man. Social media has evolved, and these kids are, you know, engulfed in social media, and there's no way around it. And as coaches and as adults that didn't come up in that era, we have to evolve with that. You know, we have to get them to understand, or we have to understand that's going to be around. That's going to be here. We just got to do different tactics to keep them focused, you know, and keep them on the same goal because, you know, social media is instant. You know, it's right then, right there, you know, and a lot of time that can go either way.
And Mo, I think this too, Mo, is that, you know, with guys from our generation, we're used to adversity. These kids on social media, all those people around them, they want to check out as soon as something don't go their way. That's why I like the point about hate at the same time, Mo, because guys don't understand how to fight through adversity, wait for the opportunity, work for the opportunity, not because I'm not playing, so I want to leave. So yeah, I feel like that's kind of hurting kids as well. Like those who are people around them, giving them, well, you should be playing, you should leave. Nah, earn your spot, earn your keep. Not just leave because you're not getting your way right away.
Well, I mean, you set a mouthful, and that's, you know, the era we live in now. Because these guys, when I say guys, these kids, they are on social media, you know, and if they see someone else, you know, getting accolades or playing somewhere else, and they feel a certain way because they not getting the opportunity, and they want to look for the greener grass on the other side. And as we know, the grass is not always greener on the other side. You know, you're good where you're at. The best spot is where you're at. You just got to keep fighting and keep plugging and not shy away from adversity like you spoke about. Adversity builds strength. It builds character. And it's, you know, the transfer portal has really enhanced that in a bad way. Obviously, it gives guys opportunity if they're in a bad situation, because you have those percentile of kids that need to go to another situation. It's just toxic, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I would say, you know, it's a large percentage of these kids are making the wrong decision by going into the transfer portal thinking the grass is greener on the other side. And we're early on in the transfer portal, and I think a lot of kids are getting a rude awakening when they do that. And I think it'll kind of shut down. Oh, you know, in time, it's going to take some years where these guys get to understand that, well, it ain't that sweet when I get in that portal, so I might want to stay where I'm at, and this is the best opportunity for me to be successful.
No doubt, Mo, and I kind of look at it this way too, Mo. You know, for me with this show, bro, people want me to go sign with somebody that's a name, but I feel like I can't interview Mo Williams when I want to. I gotta ask somebody, can I interview Mo Williams? I don't want that. I don't want to sign my life away right there, Mo. I want to be able to talk to because I want to, not because I have to ask somebody for their approval. That's why I like having owning my own stuff for 12 years, not having nobody control me. So kind of like you said, the grass is greener. The check might be bigger, but I don't feel the same way after I sign that check and on my name on that paper, Mo.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree, man. I agree with you 1,000%, man. And one thing about controlling your own destiny, you know, that's valuable. That's a valuable asset to have as a human being, for one. You know, you want to be able to control the road that you're on. And when bumps in the road, you want to be able to figure it out on your own instead of stopping and turning around and going a different direction. You still can get to that same direction. It's just a wall of how do you get around that wall? You can't run through it. Well, go around it. You know, so they don't understand not going around the wall instead of, oh, I can't go through this wall. This wall too high, too thick. But you ain't take the time to walk down to the edge, and it's a cut right there where you can get through it. So they don't understand the aspect of just fighting through something and understanding that when things are not going your way, it's never personal, you know, and then you got to take accountability of your situation. You know, you got they don't take the time to really evaluate their situation. You know, just for example, you got a freshman that want to come in and you feel like you want to play, and it's a team full of juniors and seniors. In his mind, well, I'm better than this senior, I'm better than this junior, or I can play just as good as he can play. But this kid had been in the program 3 years. You know, he didn't earn his time to play. Your time is not now. That don't mean you can't play. That don't mean you won't play. And that's why you get so many freshmen early on in the transfer portal, because they didn't play their freshman year. They don't want to earn their minutes. They don't want to wait their turn. And that's happening so often in today's game, which in the past it hasn't.
And Mo, what's crazy is dudes are quitting on the AAU team. I'm transferring to an AAU team, especially in Atlanta. I'm seeing it like, for real? Because AAU team ain't just leaving because you ain't getting mad? But Mo, these kids are cut different, bro. And I'm like, wow. I would never think that way when I was that age. You know, no, like, for real?
I agree.
No doubt. And Mo, man, let me ask his brother, like, being where you went, man, Jackson State, I feel like HBCUs are now getting more shine now since what happened to George Floyd, Brown Taylor, all the last 2020. So having more resources at Jackson State now and having more spotlight, how's it been for you recruiting guys who now want to come to HBCU, have an experience, getting coached by living like yourself, and be around people that look like them?
Well, people that look like them, but actually being able to give them all the tools that they need to be successful, where not selling the fact of come to an HBCU, come to somewhere. No, I say this all the time. People always identify, I'm going to just say Jackson State, this other school too, that's HBCU. HBCU Jackson State. You never say ACC Georgia Tech. No. You never say SEC Georgia. You know, you say Georgia. You say Georgia Tech. Why not say Jackson State? We're Division I basketball. We compete for the same championship they compete with. But they always try to say that narrative or push their narrative like we less than. You know, HBCU, Jackson State. No, we're a Division I program. So we're Jackson State University. You know, there's no different. And that's what we sell our kids on, getting them to understand that this, we have everything that anybody else has. We competing for the same thing that everybody else is competing for. We have great coaches. We have a great coaching staff. You know, that's all the way down the board, from men's basketball to women's basketball, obviously with football. You can come here and be just as successful as anywhere else. And the narrative is so big where they feel like they're taking a step down by coming to a Jackson State. And that's the narrative that we are changing.
No doubt, Mo. I feel the same way, brother. No, I'm a graduate of Tennessee State. You know, they look at us like, they people's like, JR, you can have you. I say, look what I did. I did it at Tennessee State. I own my own SHIT. I own it. So right. And I'm successful.
That's right.
I came from TNSU, HBCU.
That's right.
But I came from there. But see, like you said, people always look at it like we're less than or it's inferior. No, the SWAC, the MEAC, and Tennessee State and OVC, like you said, we have everything. You know, and exactly. Our degrees count too, and we matter. But I feel like even in the national media, it's always like SWAC and MEAC. It's always they only cover us when something bad happens, Mo. Not when something good happens. It's always something bad, or maybe we win something. How about like today, a random day in June, cover Jackson State basketball today? Do that for once.
For sure.
Not just exactly. When something good happens that you perceive as good.
Exactly. No, no. I agree. I agree 1,000%. And that's the narrative that we're continue to change, and obviously we have one of the best at it, you know, with Coach Prime over here, that's able to push that narrative out and really touch these kids, these five-star kids, four-star kids, and really touch them, you know. And obviously I'm touching them also. And then and women basketball coach Tamika Reed don't get the credit she deserved. I mean, she bringing in these kids from all over the country, coming from bigger schools, signing them out of high school, and continue to do a great job, and she's dominating the conference.
No doubt, Mo. And I got two more for you, brother. How has it been trying to get the non-conference game scheduled? I know that's part of the game, and a SWAC got to get some guaranteed games, but also get some people to come to Jackson and play you all. How's it been for you so far, my brother?
Well, I mean, obviously, that's one aspect of, you know, our situation in our league, rather, you know, we have to go play what they call bye games. They are bye games. We raise money, and unfortunately, we're not at the at the point where other schools are, where they can bring teams to their home court and give them money and get 5 or 6 non-conference home games. We're not in the liberty to do that. So, you know, we have to go play 12, 13 games straight on the road, you know. But that, you know, we use it in a positive that makes us stronger. We have to face adversity. We have to travel. We have to do all these things to get ready for conference play. But that's a narrative that hopefully down the road, you know, obviously with the notoriety we're getting and things that we get, we can get more people to get involved with economically and financially, you know, just pouring money into the program where we have money, where we don't have to go raise that money just to survive throughout the season, you know, and we can be able to have a great schedule where we're going into conference play, you know, over 500. You know, you see a lot of our schools in our conference, you know, we're, you know, 2-10, you know, going in. And one thing about it, I get back to the narrative, because now when we play those schools or we in conference play, and whenever the conference team that wins the tournament goes to the NCAA tournament, I never hear anybody talk about, man, this is a good team. Nope. You know, they went 16-2 in conference play. Hey, there's no indication of their record, because they have to go on the road and play 12 games straight, you know, against other teams that bought them, that they don't push that narrative. Nope. But they'll push our record, though. Well, they're a 3-10 team. They're 1-8 coming in, you know, but they don't understand that the team we're playing, that's 7-2, out of their 9 games, 7 of them being at their home place, you know. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, that narrative is not pushed enough, you know, where the understanding of why our record, that's not an indication on what type of team we are.
That's the point I made about Alabama A&M letting go of Coach Howard, because that brother had to clean up a mess over there at Alabama A&M. And his record, it's not bad as people say it was, Mo, you know that. So I was like, yeah, like what you just said, I did that about Coach Howard. I said, Coach Howard is a damn good coach, but you know, he had to deal with to get all the losses went on him. He had to buy those, buy games. But folks don't see, like you said, Mo, they don't see that part. Mo.
They don't push that narrative. You know, what they do is, you know, you've been there 3 years, 4 years, and all of a sudden you're tickering at 500 or right below 500, but your conference, you know, 70% win percentage. You know, non-conference, you had 20% win percentage, but they use all that against you, right? But at the end of the day, that's the narrative, and that's the world we're in. And as coaches, you know, we want to fight that, because we want to win. You know, we want to have the opportunity to win. And, you know, that has to change at some point.
Last one for you, Mo. You know, Mo, I have a side hustle called a food blog. So what is your favorite spot to eat back home in Jackson, man? So we come to Jackson, so I see you all play. Where should we go get some food at, brother?
It's crazy you asked me that, man. But my home, man, you know, we cook at home every single day. You know, I don't eat out at all. My wife does a great job on, you know, in their kitchen, man. I'm talking about every single day we have a home cooked meal. You know, I don't eat out. You know, I bring my food to work, you know, and things like that. But I do have, you know, a few spots, you know, that I go to around the city. You know, when I want to have lunch, if it's a business type of situation, Char is one of them. It's in the city of Jackson. So whenever you're in the city, man, go to Char right off Northside Drive.
I shall, brother. I shall. You know, I'm going to be coming that way, because, you know, I got to cover football. So I'll be coming that way. I'll be in Memphis for a little bit, because I do some of the Grizzlies as well. So I'm going to come see you all play. I'm making my business come see you all play down there in Jackson, Mississippi, my brother. I'm going to cheer you. I cheer for you, brother. I'm happy. I'll see you Vanderbilt this past year. I'll be cheering for you again. Hope to see you closer as well this year again, my brother.
I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. What's up, family? Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.